Good morning. How's everyone doing? Y'all doing good? Good job this morning. Good job. We thank God for everything. You know, we even thank God for those things that we're afraid of. And you know, people are afraid of many things. So I'm going to show you a couple of things here, maybe three things. And you let me know if you're afraid of them. Are you ready for this? Now, I'm going to show you all how old I am. Any of you know who this is?
A clown.
A clown. It's a clown. Moms and dads and grandpas and grandma will know that this is Bozo the Clown. He's one of my favorite clowns. But you know, there are people who are very, very afraid of clowns.
I'm not afraid of clowns.
That's good. How about this? Some people are really afraid of these. That's not a python. That's actually a rattlesnake. Many people are deathly afraid of snakes. Very, very afraid of snakes. How many of you are afraid of snakes? Yeah, I know. Almost all of you are. How about this? Some people are really afraid of these. Are you ready? What is this? A tarantula. You know, people think that a tarantula, one bite from a tarantula will kill you. That's not really true. It's true that they are poisonous, but just one bite from a tarantula will not kill you. How many of you are afraid of a spider? Good. Caden, you're not afraid of anything, are you? That's good. How many of you are afraid of Jesus? You know that there are people who are afraid to die. They are afraid to die because that they will stand one day before Jesus. Should we be afraid of Jesus as Christians? No. We should never be afraid to die because we know that in death there is life, because Jesus promised us that when we die, we go to Him. And therefore, Jesus says that He is the resurrection and the life. That we're not to have any fear of anything because of what Jesus has done for us. So therefore, this is why your pastor wears this all the time. It shows us Jesus on the cross. Because here at the cross, what did Jesus do for you and for everyone looking at you? Lily? He died on the cross to take away all of your sins. Here, Jesus saved you. Here is where the power of death and the power of fear and the power of the evil one was defeated. Jesus has done all the great work for you. He has saved each and every one of you. And therefore, don't be afraid. I know it's natural to be afraid of spiders, and it's natural to be afraid of snakes, and it may not be so natural to be afraid of a clown, but there are people who are afraid of clowns. But we must never, ever be afraid to die in our Lord Jesus. For Jesus didn't stay in the tomb. What did Jesus do on the third day? Caden? He rose from the dead. Thanks be to Jesus. Go ahead.
Do rattlesnakes eat worms?
Ask mom and dad. They'll tell you. Let's fold our hands and let's pray to our Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming and defeating Satan, for beating the devil, for defeating death, for defeating, O Lord, the fear of death. Lord, we know that in you we have life. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for all that you have done for me in dying for my sins and rising on the third day so that I too will rise also from the dead when you call my name. Lord Jesus, we pray that you come quickly for us and take us into your kingdom. And all the children said,